I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Tom Evans, father of the seriously ill 23-month-old Alfie Evans, met with Pope Francis and pleaded for him to allow his family asylum in Italy in order to protect his son. Evans and his wife have been fighting to transfer their son to Bambino Gesù Hospital in Rome. The Liverpool hospital where Alfie is currently has recommended the child be taken off of life support, calling it, quote, futile, and saying he should begin to receive palliative care. The parents appealed to the European Court of Human Rights, which ruled in the UK hospital's favor, preventing a transfer of the child. When Evans asked for his son to be brought to Bambino Gesù, Pope Francis responded yes. The president of the Vatican-run hospital stated they are ready to welcome the child and that while they cannot promise to cure Alfie, they will take great care of him without the use of aggressive treatments. A United Nations official reported that a UN team that was on a security mission headed to where the suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria earlier this month took place were fired upon and had to return to their base in Damascus. The security team was visiting Douma ahead of a group of chemical weapons experts. The independent experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons arrived in Damascus on Saturday, and it's unclear when they will be able to leave for Douma to conduct their inspections. An initial exam of the engine of a Southwest Airlines plane that had to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia yesterday shows that there is evidence of, quote, metal fatigue. A blown jet engine caused the incident, which led to 7 injuries and 1 death. The chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Robert Sumwalt, said that as well as showing metal fatigue, one of the engine's fan blades was separated and missing. The full investigation of what caused the engine failure will take 12 to 15 months. Southwest said that as a precaution, over the next 30 days, it will be taking a look at similar engines and the rest of their planes. Starbucks has announced that it will be closing more than 8,000 U.S. stores for a number of hours on May 29th in order to hold racial bias training for its workers. The announcement comes following the backlash over a video showing 2 black men being arrested in a Starbucks in Philadelphia after they had been sitting there and had not ordered anything. The company's CEO, Kevin Johnson, called the arrest, quote, reprehensible, and according to the company and a lawyer for the men, Johnson met them and apologized in person. The company also added that the employee who placed the call no longer works at the store. During his homily at morning mass yesterday, Pope Francis stated the need for true prophets within the church, those that speak truth, as well as empathize with the suffering of those around them. The Pope added that critics who judge and like nothing are not what the church needs. Truth, said Pope Francis, can be, quote, uncomfortable and can either open one's heart or make it more hardened. The Pope also spoke of how Jesus, while at times reprimanded people, also cried for them. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.